Welcome everybody to AM Bide. It's not sane. It is not sane. This reality is not sane. By the intro you've seen, but what keep us together is really, it's the old cliche of love. It's the old cliche of knowing who you are. And I, in my meat sack incarnation, am named Miguel Connor, your pompous of gnosis. And I welcome you, as always, here to the virtual Alexandria, so that, yes, you may find love, you may find those tools of self-knowledge, and you may write your own gospel and live your own myth. And it's always a pleasure to have my friend Mark Cordova with us once again on AM Bite. Mark, how are you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Miguel?
Been doing a while. Well, my friend. Yeah. Life takes us to some interesting places, right?
Yeah. We've been knowing each other for a long time, way before, like, I was learning about the Gnostic truth and stuff, way before when Gnosis.org hardly had any stuff on it, you know, and it was more legit. Then it starts to change and all these other guys altering things like religion did to the Gnostic scriptures 2,000 years ago. You know how it is. So. We're here to, you know, we study and we know the Gnostic truth, so we'll fix it all up. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sometimes it's just getting back to business, reminding yourself where it started from.
When I first did this book back in 2011 at Copyright, you found me somehow, and you did a thing on me about, you did two podcasts. And then later on, you did an interview. Yeah, that's cool. We go way back. Yep. And I have this behind me is my board for the Now calendar that I did on a video last time. I'm just going to step away for a second so people could do a screenshot later. Or, you know what I mean? Just like that. That's enough time for them to pause and do a screenshot later. But anyways, I'm not going to talk about
it. You've had to do it more than once. Yeah, awesome. Before we do that, before we get into that, we'd also like to say hi to Grandpa. Graham, how are you doing on this evening?
Very good, Miguel. Always great to be in the library, and looking forward to find out which calendar I need to use to plan for the apocalypse.
This might be the one. This might be the one. I mean, you might have to pull down your Baywatch calendar and replace it with this one. So. And yes, and Graham, of course, will be taking questions from the audience. So if you have any questions, please super chat them. I see people slowly going into the chat. I figure it might take a little bit longer. It's a little bit later than our usual interview. So some people on the East Coast, the older fellas might be tuning out. But, of course, we will have a replay on all channels. It's being broadcast right now on Rockfin, on Rumble, for those of you who despise the corporate overlords of Google. And there will be an audio version tomorrow on all major podcast channels, Apple, iTunes, Spotify, yada, yada, all those good places. So there's always a way for you to find this show that will fit your needs. And of course, as always, please support, like, subscribe, tell all your friends, help out. Let's keep the lights of the Pleroma going on. So, Mark, let's get on. Let's get down to basics. A calendar. How did this come about? Tell the world about the Now calendar.
This is called the Now calendar because we are from the now. We're not from time. Okay. And I did a book. I'll show you that. Okay. Ed, this is the last book I did. It's called Time or Now. And you'll see that time has a crucifix. And now there's three letters behind Christ's head on that picture when he says, make the two in one. Okay. You can find it in there. And you can find these pictures. And it says now it has three powers. One, make the two in one. And one has victory, W-O-N. Those are the letters. And then own. Because we do everything from within our own self. And from within our own self is where we are, who we are, what we are, the Christ within us, from our own now. And now is eternal. Now is the Trinity. See, and I have a 13 over here. See, just on the book. But anyway, so this is the now calendar because we are from the now. We're not from here. Our bodies were created by the first Archon, Yaltabaoth. He created our bodies, but it's Christ who created our souls. So our eternal light water souls are from the Pleroma. When Sophia messed up and brought this place forward, light went trapped with it. We are that light. And it took 15 billion years for this age to happen that we get out of here. Notice the number 120, the 120 seat of Seth, right? Which Miguel is one of those. And I know I am. Some of us are. We know. We're in it. We're in the know. In the now know. So, okay. So we're to get out of here now. And so this calendar is more accurate. It has 13 months because the moon orbits the earth 13 times, not 12 times. Okay. Mm-hmm. Oh, and I notice I go, wait, seven doesn't go into 365. Seven goes into 364. So 28 times 13 is 100 is 364. Like this is all is 364. 13 months, perfect. But then there's an extra day. Okay. So what I did over here, because I want everything to be right. And the last month, which is Ophiuchus, which is the 13th month. I'm trying to get this backwards so I can't. Here I have where it'll say that there's that on the years that have the years there, they will have one extra day. But every fourth year, there's two extra days, 366 days. Right. So, and then they say the weirdest stuff about the moon, that sometimes it's 27 days, sometimes it's 29 days. What? I don't believe everything I hear from scientists and all that. What, the moon slows down and speeds up? I don't think so. You know what I mean? So, oh, wow. Here's what happened. Where did it go? I did, after that last video, this week, last weekend, I put out a trailer for the calendar, right? And then there's a comment on the trailer from Gerardina Sarah. I think maybe it's Sarah Gerardina. That might be her last name. That's what she is on the comment, right? Well, she said she bought the Now Calendar magazine and that her and her daughter, they menstruated right with the full moon. So she's saying, asking me, wow, is this coincidence or what? Right with the full moon on the Now Calendar. Now this calendar, every Friday the 13th, the moon is full. Every Friday the 13th, the moon is full on this calendar.
Hey.
Now check it out. My birthday, by the way, it's weird. This is kind of trippy. Here's my birthday, July 18th. Watch. It happens for me August, Friday the 13th, is my birthday. I was born on that's but the real day. So now I'm not saying to get rid of the Gregorian calendar because we're all programmed to it. All the dates are there, everything, this and that. I'm saying just hang this next to it. Hang this next to the Gregorian calendar, and then you'll be spot on with the Gregorian calendar here. Okay? Let me show it real quick. Here's January. Okay? Now, what I did was, because we are from the now, from the eternal realm, and then we're not from here, we're all individual, unique souls like a snowflake. We're not in groups. Groups got us all messed up. Division. Republican, Democrat, Catholic, this, that, you know, all these different religions, everything, just groups, all these groups, but we're all individual snowflakes. A snowflake is a crystal of water. Water is the essence of the Holy Spirit. Each one of us is unique. So we are, this is us. This is the only zodiac, the 13th zodiac, which a human is ripping the snake apart. That's the one male. Ripping what is left of God, the snake. He was a serpent. He was a dragon with the head of a lion. And so what's left of him is the world. So he's ripping the world. He got the whole world in his hand. He's ripping it apart, okay, to get rid of the left, all the world, the dead powers, so we could have all the living powers and have no more left. Are you all right? No, I still got some left in me I got to get rid of. I'm not all right yet. So now let me show you. So what I did, because we're not grouped out as I'm an Aquarius or I'm a Cancer. Cancer, I don't like that because we were called Moon Children first, the Moon Children. Then they changed it to Cancer. Well, anyways, So I'm a Moon Child. I'm not a Cancer. So anyways, according to that. Well, so what I did so we could be in the now, we're the now that's here. The kingdom of heaven is here now. Well, we're the now that's here. Okay. So there's no time in the now. You've heard this. You know this, Miguel. Say from your heart that you are the perfect day and in me dwells the light that cannot fail. A perfect day is the pleroma because it's never night. Mm-hmm. It's day continuously now, always, never night. It's the eternal perfect day. So if I say I am the perfect day, I'm saying, I'm acknowledging that I'm a perfect day from there. And that's why when you change a prayer around, that you get the prayer of the Lord's Prayer where you say, my Father who art in heaven, not our Father, because Christ is telling us to do this by ourselves in a room. So why am I going to say our Father, my Father? Then it changes. And when you get to that part, and give us this day, give us this day our daily bread. Okay, if I say, give me this day, this perfect day right here, my daily bread, my daily knowledge, how to survive in this daily place of day and night, day and night. Give me this day my daily bread. Okay, so things fix up when we get it, straighten it out the way they altered it. Okay, so we're
fine. Wait, Mark, before we go further, probably the audience wants to know, how did this calendar come about? Was it a research, a vision? What was the genesis of this calendar?
It's pretty trippy because, I mean, I was wondering why nobody ever did this. You know, It's so simple and easy. I copy wrote it. When I sent it in to get copywritten, I didn't think I was going to get it, you know. Then it came back and it was copywritten and it said non-fictional material. They say it's factual. So I'm like, what? I got the copyright on this? Really? So 13, you know, why do they always say 13's bad luck? The 3 didn't make a 13th floor, 13 this, 13 that. I was just listening to some music a while ago by Blue Oyster Cult. There's Gnostic musicians from the 70s that created Gnostic stuff. Blue Oyster Cult, B.O.C. And you look at their album, there's 13 guys on the album. A bunch of Gnostic stuff, a five-pointed star, everything Gnostics is on there. And they got two songs, right? They got the one song that's, what is it? Oh, I'm burning for you, home in the valley. That's Gnostic. Okay. They're saying, home in the valley, home in the city, ain't no home for me. They're saying that this universe is not our home. Then it's saying time, against time, because we're from the now. Time in the city, time is the essence, time I'll never know. Then he's saying, burn out the day, burn out the night. I'm living for, I don't see no reason to put up a fight. I'm living for giving Lord Devil his due. God. I'm burning for you. I'm burning the dead powers for you. That's what the song is about. Then they have another song. Ah, what is the name of it? You know the other song?
About Joan Crawford has risen from the grave.
No.
That's a good song from that album. Veteran of 1,000 psychic wars.
Well, there's another one. It's Major Gnostic. Don't Fear the Reaper. That's it. Thanks, yeah. Dominic. Yeah. I got my producer, Dominic, over here. Okay.
That song's about suicide, though.
No, well, let me show you. Okay. Right. Okay. How does it go? Don't fear the reaper.
It talks about Romeo and Juliet.
Oh, yeah. It goes, all of times have come here, but now they're gone. Seasons don't fear the reaper, nor do the wind, the sun, or the rain. We can be like they are. Come on, baby, don't fear the reaper. Baby, take my hand. We'll be able to fly. Baby, I'm your man. La, 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 la. Okay, there's that first part. Do not fear. The reaper's God. That's who the Reaper is. Then the second part is about the Valentinian Gnostics, right? Romeo and Juliet.
Right.
No, Valentine has come here, but now they're gone. Romeo and Juliet are together in eternity. Now they're going to talk about the 120. 40,000 men and women every day. Another 40,000 coming every day. They redefine happiness. Another 40,000. There's 120 right there. So they're talking about the consort. See? The 60. Right. I shall spread them out. 60 per measure, 120 per measure. 60 is half of 120. That gives you the clue. That shows you half male, half femme. I don't call them females. I call them femmes. I don't put male in there with them. Feman, male man. We are all man. We are all men, femme and male. I am the son of man. Man is the name of the Holy Spirit. Man is the Trinity, M-A-N. M is the mother, man. A is Adamus, the father. And N is the two triangles mirroring Christ. It's the same as now. Because here's now, W is the M upside down. O is the circle that represents the Father, which is eternal, no beginning or end. And A is the Father there. So there it is again, and there's the N. And then Blue Oyster Cult, B-O-C. In the alphabet, B is the second. It's like boobs. It's the mother. A is Adamus' first. And then there's the mother in the alphabet. Alpha, beta, the first father. And then beta is the second. Alphabet. See? Now, so B-O-C. There's C for Christ, O for the father, and there's B for the mother. The same thing with the gap band. Gnosis, Adamus, pentad. P is a pentad, five-pointed star. That's the Holy Spirit. A is the Father, and Gnosis, knowledge. And the Gap Band uses five-pointed stars in all the albums.
God, you're reaching way back. Are you going to talk about the Pointer Sisters next? Speaking of Romeo and Juliet.
The Pointer Sisters are not Gnostic. They weren't Gnostic. But anyways, so what I did, I replaced the Zodiacs, Cancer and all that stuff, and Aquarius and all, with the spirit angels of Christ. See, look, Michael and all those angels of God, they're dead. They were the sons of God. They're all gone. They're all dead. They were flesh angels. And somebody says, what do you mean flesh angels? And the sons of God took the daughters of men, Genesis chapter 6, as many as they want, wives for themselves. So God never said he had an only begotten son, but he said he had many sons, okay? It contradicts. You can find the truth with the Gnostic scriptures. You know the Gnostic scriptures? You can find all the truth in everything. And so he never said he had a one only begotten son. So the sons of God. So the descendants of the sons of God were the Nephilim giants, which the Smithsonian Institute has got stashed all in their place. And they, every time we find a giant, they take it. Right? So anyways, so I got rid of, took the Zodiacs out and put the spirit angels. Armelzel is the first spirit angel. You know this, Miguel. And so what I did for January, Armelzel represents this first month. And then the power with Armelzel is grace. Because here you go, watch. All the 12. So each spirit angel is with each month. Every spirit angel is with each month here. There's January, February, and I left the holidays in because we got to have fun too, you know? And the holidays, I put it on 14 here so that on Valentine's Day, on Saturday, you could go take your girl out, you know? But we could, it could be changed. We could put the holidays somewhere. Who cares about that? And so February, March, okay? And then April, there's a spirit angel for every month. There's a certain spirit angel. This is the Holy Spirit. See, the five-pointed star, I made it out to be the Holy Spirit for May, because the fifth, she's five, five is her number, five, five. So I put it on five, five, because the Holy Spirit's five. And so this is the Father for June, okay? And then the spirit angel, what spirit angel is that? Aeneas is the spirit angel there. And then July, August, I showed that one earlier. We celebrate their work day, September, Halloween, right? Thanksgiving. And now watch here, December. What I did with December Is the real Trinity, like in the dollar bill, the triangle above the pyramid? We're the triangle above the pyramid. But they try to say that we're the bricks in the wall. All we are is just another brick in the wall. That we're the materialists. That the brick is material. No, that's not it. We're the Illuminati. They're the bricks, trying to say that they're Illuminati and that we're not. So here's the Father, the Mother. This is the Trinity. So I put that for December. And then, of course, it's a fucus right here. Okay. Now, it's already confirmed that, like, this one girl, she, there's already, the calendar's already working. Okay. Now, so I replaced with the spirit angels. And I know all the spirit angels by heart, like Armozel, Oriel, Deviathai, Alaleth, Nausinius, Malsinius, Malaphonius, Phionius, Aeneas, Laius, Armaden, and Amethyst. So now the powers, grace, truth, form, perception, conception, memory, love, idea, understanding, peace, perfection, and wisdom. Those are the powers that Christ used to create our souls, to create us, to be Christ's. We're children of Christ. So we're Christ's inside. When we bring that Christ out, when one of us comes into being, all of us will. I don't got to be the first one who becomes a Christ, who comes into being. Any one of us could. And then all of us will, because once one of us does, they'll show the rest of us how to do it. Now, let me show you something here. Because, you know, nowadays, everything's expensive, right? This calendar can't be bought from Amazon or Barnes & Noble because they won't do it. Okay. Mm-hmm. I'll show you some tricky stuff I did, though. Okay. Because I got to deal with the world because the world deals with me, right? So this can be bought from the website, awickedmoon.com, awickedmoon.com. It's just awickedmoon.com with two Ks. You know. And so, and then this, so from PayPal or however, I personally sell this calendar to people, okay? But now because things are expensive, like I'm talking about expensive, all right, I made a Now Calendar magazine. The magazine explains the calendar. So in the magazine.
Wait, hold on a second. Because that was on Amazon today. Is that your calendar?
Yeah.
So you can buy it on Amazon.
Yeah, there it is.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
You can get it on Amazon Barnes & Noble. Or Barnes &
Noble. All right, cool. All right, cool. Yeah, I'll have it on the show notes for you guys. And if so you want to buy his calendar on the link.
So what I told people is that if they buy the magazine, why? Okay, the magazine explains everything here. The solar system of 13 Now calendar explains that. The Gregorian calendar, why was the Gregorian calendar made, right? To keep women off track, to keep us all off track. That's why it was. What can the system of 13 calendar do for you, do for us? All that's in there. Now, this is the thing for women, because women can put their find exact menstrual cycle and be on track with the now and not be going through PMS, right? And then here shows you how to find your birthday. I go all the way back to 1933 to find your exact birthday with the Gregorian to put it on the now. Then the spirit angels, okay? About the spirit angels. Then explanation of the months of the now calendar, why the 12 sign zodiac is irrelevant. Okay. Then now check this out. The whole calendar is in the magazine. See, the whole calendar is in here.
Oh, wow.
So if you just bought the magazine, you have the calendar too and everything about it. That's all you got to do is get the magazine. Now I'm not trying to be like greedy or what. This is all you need. It's cheaper. It's better. You have everything right here. You can get the calendar later, whatever. But this is better for people, you know? I'm just thinking like that. Oh, now let me show you the tricky thing I did. Okay. Barnes & Noble. I did a book signing on my book a long time ago at Barnes & Noble. And it was a blue book instead of the brown one. It was a blue book. Well, this is a brand new one that I did last year. I revised it. Okay. Well, when I did the book signing at Barnes & Noble way back then, and you know, remember, they attacked me. People tried to blackmail and thought they were going to get money out of me. Remember that? Yeah. That happens to people who are getting ready to do some big stuff. They always come at you. Snakes come under the rocks. They smile in your face. Remember? So I'm thinking, I'm going, wait a minute. I made a Now Calendar book. It's a book. See?
Oh, wow.
It's a book with the Now Calendar. So they made this at Barnes & Noble because they make books. So I made a Now Calendar book. So it's a Now Calendar in a book. So I could do book signings at Barnes & Noble. See what I mean? And still do book signings with my books and the calendar, because it's the calendar's in the book. See? So they got their thing, what they do to keep us down or whatever, to slow us down. Well, we got our mind an idea that we could think ourselves too, right? So, yeah. So that's what I did. I replaced the zodiacs with the spirit angels, because the flesh angels are dead. There's no more Michael. There's no more Gabriel. They're not. Where are they? For 2,000 years, no gods have done anything. It's all written down in all the cultures. The archons were the gods. Archon means ruler, against rule, anarchy. So the gods, I would like somebody to show me in the Gnostic scriptures where it says that the archons are entities. You ain't going to find it. If you do, show me, because I never, all it says in the Gnostic scriptures is that the archons were the gods. They're gone. They're dead. Concentrate on the eons, because we got to get rid of the dead eons. That's what are left of God here. So that all the living eons, so we could be all right. Remember, we're just talking about all right. And so, yeah. So I replaced all that zodiac stuff, the God stuff. Like, oh yeah, the gods haven't done nothing. All cultures talk about what the gods did. And they did. They did. The gods existed. They're not here anymore. They're gone. But their descendants are here. You know the aliens they talk about coming, the ancient aliens. The ancient aliens were the gods, but the aliens of today are our brethren who got out of their atmosphere. A planet with liquid water, a solar system of 13 planets, because that's why we have this, this solar system of 13 calendar, is because of liquid water. The Earth is in the Goldilocks zone, the only place where there could be liquid water in relativity to the sun, the distance from the sun. In the winter, now they got this thing now where they're saying in the winter, the Earth is closer to the sun. That doesn't make any sense. Why would they say that? Because they want to like, you know, have us believing what's not true. We know you get closer to fire, it gets hotter. Okay, in the summer, the Earth is a little closer to the sun. In the winter, the Earth is a little farther from the sun. Now that makes sense. If you pull the Earth farther, it's going to be too cold. We'll freeze to death. If it goes in a little bit more, you're burned to death. And there's people that try to say that Mars is in the Goldilocks zone. And that, no, it's Mars. If there's any water on Mars, it's frozen. Ain't no life could live there. And Venus and Mercury is too hot. There ain't no water there. There's got to be liquid water. Solar system of 13 makes the liquid water with the perfect, the size. When we see an eclipse of a sun or the moon, everything's the same size. Everything's the same size. The sun, the moon, and the earth are the same size. We look at the eclipse. How is that? When we know that the sun is humongous, it's got to be giant. And then scientists say that it's on fire on the inside too. How could that be? We know what happens with a dynamite or something that blows up. How could the sun all be on fire on the inside too? That doesn't make any sense. I say it's a giant ball of fuel that's only burning on the outside, because it has to burn for millions of years. It's been burning for 5 billion years. So it has can't burn out. It's got, when something burns up, it burns out. It's common sense is the way I see it, right? So that's how I'm seeing it. But I don't listen to the scientists or the stuff they want me to believe, because they're theories. Theory is belief. You're, what is it? What do they call us? What? You're a conspiracy theorist. No, conspiracy realist. Because I'm going against your theory because you want me to believe. Theory's belief. It's not fact. Einstein, was he really so intelligent? He gave us theories, but what did he do? What did he do? Did he do something for us? Or did he just give us theories all the time? Belief. And he's great. But he didn't do nothing. Well, Tesla was going to do something, but they didn't let him do it, right? Yeah. So
what do you think of the Cathars and their belief in the Cosmo Creator and the King of the World?
Oh, I don't know about that. So when I was studying the Cathars, I couldn't find anything. They wanted to destroy everything what the Cathars said. The Inquisition went over there and told them, you're going to go into this bonfire or you're going to become a Catholic. All the Cathars just walked into it. They burned. Nobody had any pain. The babies all burned away. It's written down in history. Freaked the heck out of them, the Inquisition. Then they find a five-pointed star circled in a cave, which is the exact symbol for Chrysler. The Chrysler symbol, their original symbol, they found that in there. Mm-hmm. The five-pointed star, the Holy Spirit. And then they made that out to be demonic. But it's the crucifix what is demonic, not the cross. A cross is not a crucifix. Cross is life, a crucifix is death. Just look at it. Cross is positive. And then turn it to a time symbol, it's multiplicity. And that's the eight-spoke wheel on the British flag, plus times. I got a video on that thing explaining the alphabet. Anyways, getting back to I'll explain the Cathar thing. So when I found out about the Cathar and I was studying it, I couldn't find anything on it. Now all of a sudden stuff's coming up because people are making up stuff. They're making up stuff. Remember, the Cathar are Gnostics because how could they know the Gnostic truth unless Mary Magdalene went over there to teach it to them? That's how I can prove that the Gnostic Christians were the first Christians, because Mary Magdalene taught them the Gnostic truth. You can't just become a Gnostic. The Gnostics, the Cathars are Gnostics. They sprung up in the 15th century. Sure, they don't sprung up. They were there since Mary Magdalene. Okay, now, what I was talking about, the system of 13 planet, solar system of 13. So aliens, brethren, notice whenever we see aliens, the grays or whatever, they always got a head, two arms, and two legs, five-pointed star shaped just like us, humanoids, okay? They were united in their planet, so they got out and they come over here to protect us because they know about us. They come to protect us from the enemy who's here, who are the descendants from Yaltabaoth, the kings and queens of old, descend from the Nephilim descendants. Oh, the British family, I saw a thing on the British family with Queen Elizabeth, the one that died just recently, whatever, and their family, that they descend from the god Hodin. They descend. Then someone said, Hodin and Odin are the same god. Well, guess what? That god is Zeus, is Quetzalcoatl, is Ra, is Jupiter. All the head gods for the 12 gods for every culture, because there's always 12, is Yaltabaoth, is Jehovah, is Allah, is the Almighty. Who is gone? The archons are gone. There's people who believe that the archons are entities. They can believe whatever they want. But I'm going to stick with what Christ says. I ain't saying nothing. I go in and listen to what Christ says. Now watch this. Okay. The connection to the now is in the Father Holy Mind within us. They call it subconscious because they want us to think it's sub below. It's above. It's greater. The inner mind is perfect. 90% inside. The outside mind is connected with the brain, which is left and right. With the universe, which is yin-yang, dead material, six represents material. Even scientists have proven, sometimes they prove stuff, that material breaks down to six, okay? Well, the nine is perfect. The perfect nine is the same as zero, okay? So that's yin-yang here, negative, positive. Material, perfect mind. Material is opposite of perfect mind, okay? So material thinking, brain thinking, animal thinking. But when you go in and connect with that mind, then that mind is connected to the pleroma, the limitless perfect day where there's limitless water. It's so perfectly clean. There's not, how could it be dirty? There's no dirt there. There's no material there that we could see through limitlessly. And we're living in the Pleroma with no material, with no need. You don't have to eat. You don't have to wash your body. You don't have to do we don't have to do anything. We're completely free there. See, over here, we have to. We're in need and we're in want because of this material body. So going in is connected to that. This is going to help us. Because see, the now is us. It's the Trinity. No one ever said it. That the power of now, that book, what it said in there, what they said, I was reading it. I went to a circle about this power now. Let's check it out. I'm reading through this book. Then it goes, we are not our minds. When I read that, I left the circle and I put it down. I split. I said, because we are our minds. Our brain is a computer that runs our machine, which is our body. And our mind is us at the computer. You see somebody kind of walk up, hey, okay. They got their hard drive's crashed. There's a virus in it. But their mind is going, hey, man, these shoes are hurting me. Take them off. Put those other shoes on me. Hey, but he can't. They're inside. We're perfect. We're eternal. Our brain dies, not our mind. Our mind is light. That's the light that everyone talks. The light, bring the light. It's perfect mind is light. And it's the Father mind is within and without everything. I call him super conscious, Father holy, divine source, mind. That's what I call our divine source. Oh, yes. And Miguel, you come up with these tarot cards. Those tarot cards have all, as long as we're putting out Gnostic stuff, pictures of Gnostic, the truth and all that, the spirit angels and all that, our inner mind is going to wake up. So that's the truth. That's it. Every time there's a truth going on, and I'm talking about, my whole body gets chills. It's like the Holy Spirit saying, that's it. The chills come.
There's Sophia.
Sophia. See? We see it and we say it. Sophia. Our inner mind starts going, yeah, that's it. The truth. Wake up. Wake up. Whatever we do, those tarot cards, the now calendar, it's going to help to wake people up. And I'm not looking to wake millions and billions of people up. I'm just looking for the 120s. They're the really? Only ones who can know. They're the only ones who can know. And I've already found a few of them. Okay. And I know you're one. They're the only ones who can know. Believers, they have been conditioned to believe. I remember when I figured out that belief is bad or it's not good. Because this kid was telling me, I'm driving, I'm going, well, if you just believe and believe and believe and have faith and believe, I was saying it just like everyone else. He goes, but if you believe, you don't know. Knowing is different than believing. And I started to think about it. Bam! It was like another awakening of mine. Wow! Did I realize belief is bad? The whole world don't know that. They all believe, just believe. It's bad. Because when you believe, you don't know. And guess what? Without belief, deception can't exist. One must believe the lie that's being told. If you refuse to believe, you can't be lied to. Deception, the dead power, material power, deception, lying, can't even exist if belief don't exist. Belief has to exist for deception to exist. So don't, if we stop believing, there's no more lies. And this is the age of knowledge that started December 21st, 2012. Mm-hmm. That's when the fifth age started. And if you look here, the galaxy's turning, see? And the black, this, the fourth age was the age of material, where the materialist rulers, ruler. It's gone. So it's spinning like this, going more into the age of knowledge of the fifth age. So it's getting bigger. The little black tail is getting smaller and smaller and smaller. All truth is coming out. Everything's coming out about the politicians and all this. The internet, imagine how things be going now, what they're doing with what they do to us, which I don't want to talk about that because that gets into politics and all the other crappy stuff. But if we didn't have the internet, they could have done all this crazy stuff to us. But I'm not going to say what I'm talking about, but I think everybody knows. Watch, I'm going to say, Watch this, Miguel.
No, you don't say it. Don't say it. Not on YouTube.
I'm not. But watch this. I'm going to do something really cool that's covert, but it's Gnostic. It's P.S. Pentad Supreme. P.S. See, that's us. Pentad Supreme. P.S. That's the real message we're telling our Gnostic brethren. Before that, that's not the mess. That's just some stuff we used to say, but the real message is P.S. Okay, P.S. right here. Pentad Supreme. Watch this.
Our bodies come in different shapes and sizes, so doesn't it make sense that our weight loss plans should too? That's the beauty of Noom. They build a personal plan that factors in dietary restrictions, medical issues, and other personal needs so your plan works for you. Noom doesn't restrict or shame when you want to treat yourself. Their flexible program focuses on progress instead of perfection. You don't have to give up carbs or anything. And with their daily lessons, you can learn something new about your food choices every day. After just a few days of using the app, I learned how to recognize cues for overeating and how to choose the right foods to feel full. Stay focused on what's important to you with Noom's psychology and biology-based approach. Sign up for your trial today at Noom.com. That's Noom.com. And check out Noom's first ever cookbook, The Noom Kitchen, for 100 healthy and delicious recipes to promote better living. Available to buy now wherever books are sold.
I know you'll get it right away. Watch this. We have to get rid of them. But how? I know. We'll create something that does not exist. Then we'll create something that does exist. Then we'll tell them. If they take what does that what does not exist, we'll tell them what does not exist can cause them great harm. But if they take what does exist, then what does not exist cannot harm them. Then they'll take what does exist, and then they won't exist. Brilliant.
Kind of like an inversion of the Gospel of Thomas. If you bring forth what is within you, it will save you. If you do not bring forth, it will destroy you.
Yep.
But it's twisted around. Yeah, I want to get Graham in. Graham, do you have any question or two for Mark? Are you still pulling down your Baywatch calendar? Or as another listener said, he still has his Farrah Fawcett calendar, making room for the Now calendar?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like, you know, you don't have to rebuy one every year. So
no, you just need one.
Exactly. Yeah.
I'm not trying to become a millionaire. I just want to wake us up so we can all have it. We must all have it. Freedom. What is freedom here in the world? Money. Money is freedom. That's why I use my mind and I say, Father Holy, I am grateful that you bring to me more freedom. It comprehends what freedom is, but it doesn't comprehend, the inner mind doesn't comprehend what money is. But over here, money's freedom. How much freedom do you have with $5? I could buy a hot dog, maybe take the bus. How much freedom do you have with $500? $500, that's more freedom. So we all have freedom, all of us, the same, plenty of it. None of this, no more of this poverty in this house. The main problem is freedom, money. It comes all down to that. Follow the money. That's all it is. Follow the money. It could be spread out. Someone said that there is a person who's so rich that if he gave us 2% of his wealth, we would all be a millionaire, every person on the planet. You know how much stinking wealth is out there stashed in a bank? For what reason? It's not doing anything. Just making somebody smile, but all the rest of us ain't smiling so much like him about that.
That would drive inflation up, though. Like that Musa character, the famous African king who would just give out gold when he traveled around. But, of course, he just kept – that created more inflation wherever he went. But I digress. Anything else, Graham, on your end?
No, that was my big observation there is, you know. And
yeah, see, he saw it. See,
I was going to say, the other one I was going to add is I'm not looking forward to dealing with all the people who are so grumpy once they wake up.
Yeah. The red pill after effect is a hangover. And so basically if it's a 13-month calendar, so Christmas would be in the 13th month.
Well, no, the way I got it. No, what's this? Christmas is on January.
Christmas is on January 1st. Okay.
It's Christmas. So that's the 12th month. And New Year's. New Year's and Christmas is the same day. Because what? This is why I did this. Okay. People have talked about it. They go, they're talking about September. Okay. June, July, September means seven. Right. October means eight. Nov means nine. And Des means 10. That would start the calendar in March. But it won't make the full moon. Because I started this on the equinox, December 21st is the equinox. I put the first of the now calendar on December 21st, which is 11 days off the calendar all the time, right? I explained in the magazine how to use that to find your birthday and all that stuff, and find the day that you're at, right? Well, okay. I slipped away. This spiderweb knowledge tried to pull you from different places. okay. So what was I saying? Okay. Oh, yeah, the equinox. So because the calendar starts on the equinox, because of that, and I didn't listen to the outside, was trying to tell me October, November, just trying to outside. No, I went inside, and inside said go to the equinox. And because I start the first on the equinox, Friday the 13th is the full moon on every month in this calendar. And it already got, like I already told you, this Sarah Gerard Dane. If you went looked at the video on YouTube, you just put go to YouTube, just put a wicked moon, AWIKKED moon, then my channel, everything will come up right there. And if you go to the trailer, which is the last video I put out, you'll see a comment down there that this lady said about she bought the magazine and her daughter menstruated right on the full moon. And I'm like, what? The first person would. So she's made history. She's the first to confirm about this calendar, what it does. So now we're going to see what happens in the next full moon. Anyway, yeah, you only need one calendar. And then I was going to show you this real quick if I could.
Sure, no problem.
Okay, I
think I have here.
I told you about this book already, The Time and Now. Okay. And then I told you about The Secret of the Truth of Ages.
Right.
All these books can be Barnes & Noble or Amazon. And then, but then for you, Miguel, we also did the book in Spanish. El Secreto y la Verdad de los Siglos.
Yeah, very cool.
In Spanish. It's the secret, but in Spanish. That's why I went to Miami, because the lady wanted to put this in Spanish. So I went over there. Okay. Then this book, though, The Gnostic Scriptures of Christ, The Gnostic Truth. Notice I have the two stars together here and I have the galaxy inside, the way home, the way home to the black hole, so-called black hole. See, I call it whole light because the Pleroma is where the light is. We're in the black hole now. This is the black hole, the universe, the dead, black, dark universe of material and space and nothingness. Okay. Well, this are the Gnostic scriptures. I didn't do all the Gnostic scriptures, but I did. There's chapters of the certain ones I did that I know are Gnostic, because some of those scriptures in the Nag Hammadi library, they're not totally Gnostic scriptures. Okay. You know that. So, what I did in this book is I explain what it means, okay? Explain it, okay? This is it explains everything. So this book right here, oops, I got it backwards. This book right here, people are loving this book, I think, more than everything. They're getting this book more because it's explaining the Gnostic scriptures. People read the Gnostic scriptures and they can't get it, right? So when I did this first book, people said, well, if you read this book, then you can understand the Gnostic scriptures better. But this one in detail, I explain it.
What's the name of that one?
The Gnostic scriptures of Christ. And see, there's the Gnostic cross with the circle right there. And then, and the Gnostic truth.
Right.
And so this is Amazon and Barnes & Noble too. You just put Mark Cordova in Amazon or into Barnes & Noble and all these books, everything comes up. But yeah, but this is what's happening now. This is what's happening Now, we are the now that's here. We're the children of light. We're the children of man. And we're waking up. Everyone's waking up. It's more and more and more. I see it. Or somebody will say something that's not exactly there, but it's pretty darn good. You know, it's pretty good. It's all the truth is coming about out about everything. This is the fifth age. And okay, remember who is that prophet? Edgar Cayce. That's my man.
Really?
I don't like Nostradamus because he gives four quatrains that can mean anything. but Edgar Cayce nails everything, 14,000 predictions, and he nails them all. He said where Atlantis will be found, and it was in the Bimini Wall. He said, here's what he said, that we will have a 1,000-year golden age.
Hmm.
If he said that, and the Christ is saying this, and this is the fifth age, and we wake up, and we come to know, and we become the now that we are, instead of time, we're not time. Look, yesterday's gone. That's the past. That's time. Don't exist. We just remember the past. Then the future don't exist. Tomorrow I'm going to mow the lawn. No, you're not. You can't. When you mow the lawn, you'll be mowing it now. Now exists eternally. The future is time. It don't exist. We just use it to, oh, what I'm going to do with it. But when you do it, it's going to be now. The power of now, the real power of now, the true power of now, that's us. We wake up and find that and figure it out and pay attention. The inner mind wakes up more and you become more what? And you can see and know. That's why, Graham, right away, you only need one of these. You don't have to buy another one next year.
Here's a question I had for you, and I've been seeing that in the chat. People have been asking, I see, about Abraxas. What's your opinion on Abraxas?
Abraxas?
Yeah.
If you say Abraxas to me, I'm thinking about Carlos Santana and his album. I don't know what Abraxas is.
He's in the Nag Hammadi Library. He's in some of the other texts.
I never heard of him in the real Gnostic, the deep Gnostic text, the ones that I got in the book that I know is Gnostic. Never heard about him in that. What's about him? Who is he? What's up? Now I can't hear you, Miguel.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, now I can
In some systems, he's the God above God. In some systems, he's the head archon. In some systems, he is he's equated with Sabaoth, the redeemed archon from On the Origins of the Worlds and some other texts. So
I don't like On the Origins of the World. I don't like that guy.
That's why Carlos Santana was familiar. Jung wrote a lot about Abraxas, and he had a patient called Hermann Hesse who wrote a book called Damien with Abraxas in a Gnostic way. And then people in the 60s, like the Beach Boys and Carlos Santana, really got into Abraxas. Charles Manson was into Abraxas. So kind of this weird Gnostic religion in the 60s with the hippies.
See, Gnostic is not religion. The Gnostic
I'm using the term
spirituality. Loosely. Knowledge of the truth is spirituality. Belief is religion. Because they want you to believe what's not true. If someone wants you to believe, they're lying. If they're telling the truth, you can know it. That's why they killed the Gnostics, because they had the will to know.
Mm-hmm. And what do you see?
I'm thinking, like I was telling you, way back before the internet, that Gnosis.org, it had the basic stuff, then it was nice, you know. Well, things change. All things are changing. They're saying this and they're saying that. I'm sticking with Yaltabaoth is the first name God was ever given by his mother, Sophia. And then jealousy was engendered because he found out that there was someone greater than him, his mother, who's walking to and fro above the waters in the beginning of the Bible. That's her. She's agitated of what she messed up. So she's walking to and fro. The spirit above the waters, above God. Well, then if you're God, if you're like the one and only, who's the spirit above the waters above you? He's jealous of his mom. He started to hate women then. Then he hated the Holy Spirit. Then he hated Eve. Then he hated, he wasn't around for Mary Magdalene. Oh, yeah. Mary Magdalene was Sophia who came to get rid of her son. Yaltaba. He's the one that's crucified on the crucifix. And he ripped the great curtain with his fist as he died. They didn't make that great curtain for Jesus. They made it for God. So I'm not going to get thrown off by stuff. You know what I mean? I'm going to stick with the exact basic of the Gnostic truth. And I'm going to go in. And whatever my enemies tells me, that's what I'm going to listen to. Even when I look for something outside, I go in first. I'm grateful that you show me where to look to find this. And really, I make so many things happen with this prayer of the Father Holy, the way I pray. Everything goes my way. And I'm like, it just, it's how it is. These things go my way now because I'm aware of the world. And every time that world's coming around, I mess things up, I go into the Father. The prayers work when you pray to the Father Holy who's within you. Watch this. Alcoholics Anonymous. Their higher power is out there. It's always out there. God, 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 God. But good thing it's a spiritual program and I could call my higher power whatever I want. But because my higher power is within me, I'm protected all the time no matter where I go. I don't think about alcohol. I don't even think about not alcohol. It's like chewing tobacco. I don't chew tobacco, so I don't think about it. Same thing with alcohol. So I live free like that. I don't have to go to AA. I go there when I feel like it to go help other people. I don't go there for me. My higher power is within me. And because of that, I don't have to text God. God, where are you? Watch this, Miguel. Pretty soon, people are going to need glasses for nearsighted or whatever because people will only be able to see a foot ahead of, in front of them. Because most of the time in their whole life, they're only seeing, looking right there at the cell phone. I'm still Captain Kirk. I got a flip phone. I ain't getting those kind of phones. Nope.
So as we get towards the end of the interview or the show, what do you see the future for humanity being like? What do you think? Good times, bad times? Or you think we're going to get the 1,000 years, as Edgar Cayce said?
Okay, here's what I know. Now, when now continues, it's going to get great. It's getting greater and greater and greater and better and better and better. But they, everything you see and hear is that it's bad. This is bad. It's going to be the apocalypse, the end of the world. What happened to World War III? It was supposed to happen in 63, 64. I was born in 1961. The Zuni, the Hopi Indians sang the Blue Star Song 3 times. The first time they sang it, World War I happened a couple of years after. The second time they sang it, World War II happened a couple of years after. In 1961, really? When I was born on July the 18th, it was Friday the 13th, the full moon. 1961. You see that 6 and 9 are there, but they're flipped the other way. Where the anyways, I was born that year. World War III didn't happen. And there ain't gonna be a World War III. And that's why they had to do all the other stuff they did in this time now. It's not gonna work. They're falling apart. They're going down. The party system, everybody's seeing all the corruption. It's getting better, greater, and better, greater, and it'll keep continue. It's not going to get worse. It's going to get better. But they want everybody to be afraid, and they want everybody to believe. That's what I say. It's great now, and it'll continue to be great now. And what we all have now with us, we all with the power of now, because that's who we are. We are the now that is here. The kingdom of heaven is here and now. Duh. We make heaven happen here. Look at nature. Everything God made that lives kills and eats something else to survive. That sounds like hell to me. The beasts are here killing and eating. And a soul can't burn. You're going to go to hell if you don't. They burned us alive for 2,000 years, calling us witches, us Gnostics, who we know that the five-pointed star represents the Holy Spirit. So they call us devils and witches and burned us alive. They're the ones that burn and kill. This is hell. I shall send them to the farthest part of Tartarus. This is Tartarus. Hell. The Pleroma is our home. The now place. But we're here and we have the power of the Pleroma. So we can change things here. make them like they were. Like they were thousands of years ago before our brain got split at the Tower of Babel. Come now, let us go down and confuse their language, for there will be nothing in mind that they cannot do. So they split our brain. If you read the Bible from Seth to the Tower of Babel, we do not kill each other. His angel, flesh angels and the Nephilim, their guys are doing stuff, but not us. We're united, speaking one language throughout the earth with King Nimrod, the greatest king we ever had, because he united us. They call him a bad guy. Everybody that religion says is a bad guy was a good guy. Everybody says that they say is a good guy was a bad guy. The devil's not going to come and say, I'm the devil and I'm evil and you're going to. No, he's going to say, I'm God. I'm going to create myself a title, God. That's not my name, but I'm going to make a title that's God. And I'm the divine good. But I'm going to kill a lot of people. And I'm going to let my sons rape women. And I'm going to flood the whole earth and kill and murder. And I'm going to do that. Oh, here's something real crazy I'll say because I'm fearless. Genesis chapter 4. Eve had intercourse with Adam. And they begot a son. And then Eve said, I have produced a man with the aid of the Lord. In the different Bibles, it says different. I have produced a man with the aid of Jehovah. Okay, in the secret book of John, the long version, it says that God took Eve and raped her and made twins, Cain and Abel. Abel was a taunting teaser and Cain was a murderer. And he didn't kill Cain. See, it's when you read chapter 4 again, and Eve said, she's speaking, I have produced a man with the aid of Jehovah. There's only one way to help a woman make a baby. So there's no killing, only Cain killing Abel. But from Seth all the way, read the Bible, we're not killing. The killing starts after he splits our brain and divides us, and we come up with these different languages. From there till now, we were been killing and ruling over each other and all the horrible things we've been doing. But now it's going to change. Unity is coming back.
Good deal. Good to see a positive message. And I hope you're right.
Well, I just show the facts. Read it. Christ said this. You know, religion always says, well, what that means is. No, it means what it says. What is written is what it means. They always try to alter the Bible. They've been altering the Bible since way back. They've been trying to change it because they want us to believe that Christ was the Son of God. He was not. I am the Son of Man. Nowhere in the Bible does he say he's the Son of God. Only when they say the Son of God, they say it, but he never says it. I am the Son of Man. When the Son of Man comes with it, look, nowhere in the Bible does God say he has an only begotten Son. But you go to John 1, 1st of John, right? It says, do not love the, well, no. Where the Holy Spirit at the baptism, the Holy Spirit says, this is my son of who I am approved. She's the only one saying that Christ is her son. Okay, then you go to John, 1st of John. Do not love the world or the things in it. For he who loves the world does not have the love of the Father in him. Then God so loved the world. Oh, God didn't have the love of the world of the Father in him that he gave his only begotten son. Oh, he don't have an only begotten son. He says he has many sons in chapter 6. See, I find this stuff and show it so they can't see that I'm just saying it and I want you to believe me. No, I will have you know, as Christ would have us know, because of the Gnostic scriptures, the knowing scriptures that were altered 325 years later by King Constantine. People don't know this because they believe. Even my mom figured it out. We're talking and my mom goes, it's because they can't believe because, no, she says, it's because people can't know because they only believe. She figured, I'm like, Mom, you got it. You understand that? He goes, that's why they can't know. I'm like, whoa. Wow, my mom got it. I could go on and on. This Gnostic truth. This knowledge spider, we could go on talking for 8 hours. We're not going to do it, but that's how, because knowledge is limitless. It's a living, limitless power. Gnostic knowledge, truth. I have faith in knowing the truth. I need to believe because I'm ignorant and I can be lied to. Opposites. Dead power is living power. Everybody thinks believe is a good power. It's not. The belief is the power that's been used to totally brainwash everyone.
Good deal. Well said, my friend. Well said. All right.
I see this guy says, after listening to Mark, I actually want to read the Bible. That's cool.
And then we have a, let's see, it looks like a super chat. Thank you very much. Roger Oseguera. Oh,
where you can see episodes on your channel. Best regards. You're one of the best.
And making more episodes. Yeah.
Roger Acquera, where can we stay in touch? Oh, friend me, Roger Acquera. I can't say your name. Aseguera. Aseguera. I hope. Okay, Roger. Just friend me on Facebook. You know that Wicked Moon symbol that I got? Where is it? I have a that Wicked Moon symbol, the W and the M. Mark Cordova with the Wicked Moon symbol on Facebook. That's me. Friend me there. And then we could hook up.
Yeah, or shoot me a message at my website, The God Above God, or I'll
Yeah, see how this new stuff comes, this other kind of throw a wrench in. I'm not gonna let no wrenches mess up what I got.
Yeah, or have your cousin type it in the chat too if he wants to.
Okay.
But cool. So what do you want to send people? You've got your YouTube channel, website, Facebook. That's where your home bases are, basically.
Yeah. I like YouTube the most so far. I haven't went to the other places yet. There's a bunch. There's X. What are there? What's there?
X, Instagram, TikTok. I mean, so many.
All that other stuff. But there's other places for videos, too. You said one of them.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, there's lots of those. Rumble, yeah. Rockfin.
Rumble, and that, yeah. I haven't got on those.
Odyssey. There's a few others, yeah.
Yeah, I haven't got on those yet. I'm just YouTube for now. I like Facebook. There's a lot of stuff that people are putting messages on Facebook. So I'm mostly Facebook and YouTube for now.
Awesome. Well, check it out. Well, anyway, I will have it on the show notes for those of you, if you're interested in Mark and can't remember, just message me at thegodabovegod.com. I'll get you in touch with Mark. And yeah, we better wrap it up. It's been an incredible show. Graham, thanks for keeping us company.
My pleasure as always, Miguel. And I was going to say, I think Fleetwood Mac is going to be disappointed with Mark's message since they're going to get less royalties on Don't Stop Believing.
Very good. Very good.
Sorry, yeah, Fleetwood Mac.
What was that? You said this dad joke on Saturday, and somebody told me this dad joke, and I'm going to use it with Mark because he's Latino. And here's a joke. Did you hear that Mark Cordova is taking a lot of anti-anxiety medication? It's for Hispanic attacks. Get it? Hispanic
attacks. Ouch.
Yeah, I thought you would like it. Anyway.
You want to hear something crazy?
Yeah.
Cordova is from De Cordova, Spain.
Yeah.
My mother was Cordova before she married my dad. So I'm pure Cordova. De Cordova, Spain was a Hebrew settlement. They had to turn into Catholics or be burned alive from the tribe of Dan.
Right.
And the Dajjal, they say he's a short, stout man with one eye. What? Oh, and the beast, right? I showed about the Eternal Four and the Universal Four in my video, Sacred Numerology. Well, I have a eternal four on my hand. But if I put the V, I could get the pen to work, right? There you go. That's good enough. If I put a V with this, with the eternal four.
Put it in front of the camera, man. There you go.
It's a 5-pointed star on my hand.
Mm.
So I'm a werewolf. I'm aware. I'm a werewolf.
Yeah, I get it. The beast. You're not having Hispanic.
And the moon is my crystal in the sky.
Very cool. Very cool. Awesome. Well, Mark, thank you very much for coming on the show. good luck with the calendar and good luck with everything. Always cool to talk to you, and hopefully we will talk sooner rather than later, man.
And I missed you, man. I missed you. I remember when we did that last one, they said, have him back on, and all kinds of stuff's going on, this pandemic stuff, whatever, plandemic. And so finally we get to do something again, but we got more stuff. We got the tarot cards, the calendar. I'll tell you what, I'll order your tarot cards and you order my calendar. Or get the magazine. That way, get the magazine and I'll get your tarot cards.
Cool, cool. Yeah, I think what did Philip K. Dick? I bring Gnostic gnosis in trashy form. Philip K. Dick had no problem putting novels, his Gnostic messages in novels. We're doing in other mediums, and it's all pop culture. That's how we win the game. Get it out into the pop culture. So awesome. Well, Mark, thanks for coming on. For those of you in the chat, good to see you. Thank you for your remarks and for the one person who supported with the super chat. And we got some cool shows coming up. Beth Martin will be joining us this later this week to talk about the myth of the fall. So that should be a good one. And then next week, our own Graham Pong will talk. We'll give a small presentation on the true origins of Judaism. So that should be another good show, because Graham always does excellent research that goes deep into the niches and to those bardos that others have missed. So, and great shows coming in May. Where's the damn year going? So, but enough of my drivel. Thanks, Mark. Thanks, Graham. Thanks for you in the chat. Thanks for you listening. Everybody have a good night and enjoy the rest of your week. And as I always say, yeah, keep writing your own gospel, living your own myth, or else somebody else will do that for you. Take care, everybody.